Governor Sharon Parnell is making no promises to return state commissioners to the capital city. Most heads of state agencies are no longer based in Juneau, and Southeast leaders see it as one more sign of capital creep, the movement of state jobs from Southeast to Anchorage. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Under most governors, State Department commissioners were based in Juneau. There were exceptions, but it was generally assumed they'd live in the seat of state government, along with the governor, other department heads, and during the session, the legislature. That all changed under Governor Sarah Palin, who mostly lived in her Wasilla home and commuted to the governor's office in Anchorage. When she left the job, only 3 of 14 commissioners were headquartered in Juneau. That's still the case, and Governor Sean Parnell has no immediate plans for change.
I'm going to ask them to be based where they think the job can be done from. I'm not going to set a residency requirement on anyone. I'm making those changes based on merit and based on the person and personalities and experience involved. I'm not setting a location requirement.
That means most commissioners will continue to be based in Anchorage, though the governor's boards and commissions director has moved back to Juneau. Parnell, in a recent interview in his Juneau office, says he's sympathetic to concerns about capital creep. Hundreds of jobs at all levels of state government have migrated north, along with workers' families and their paychecks. But Parnell says he's not going to impose what he calls artificial standards on where jobs are located.
To the extent I can hire and find that population pool in Juneau that can do the job that needs to be done in Juneau, it'll get done in Juneau. To the extent that that competency and that experience and the people that are being served are in other places in this state, whether it be Pelican or Wasilla, you know, that's where the job's going to get done.
The movement of state jobs hasn't been just from Juneau to Anchorage. Some positions have shifted from smaller communities to regional hubs as agencies have downsized or centralized. For example, 2 Petersburg social worker positions were supposed to move to Juneau this year. Legislative intervention and community protests kept one job in the smaller community, and the second is being moved to Sitka. Parnell says opportunities need to be created to keep and expand jobs in Alaska's smaller towns, but he wants a more efficient state government, and that could lead to more centralization.
There will be some of that consolidation that you're talking about of services, balanced against the need for accessibility of those services. Underneath it all, it's about creating economies in these smaller communities and creating the climate for jobs in those communities. It's not about artificially preserving, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 jobs. It's about creating those opportunities for those jobs.
State employment is a major economic engine for many Alaska communities. Parnell says he understands that, but has to balance a budget already facing a variety of pressures to grow.
And I see us in a time when we have to be prudent with our state resources. So again, I'm not focused on position count, but I am focused on a sustainable budget. I am focused on making sure that we live within our means, that we have the ability to pay the bills at the end of the day as a state.
He says the cost of keeping state government at its current level is expected to rise 5 to 6% due to inflation this year. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.